With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Arab Gulf states are reporting new missile and drone attacks after Iran threatened to widen its campaign and called for the evacuation of three major ports in the United Arab Emirates. As the war enters its third week, Iran says the U.S. had attacked Karg Island. President Trump has said the U.S. destroyed military bases there. Are Iranian citizens helping Israel?
There are reports ordinary Iranians are providing real-time targeting information to Israel, enabling UAV strikes against military checkpoints in Tehran during the ongoing conflict. This crowdsourced intelligence is weakening the regime's repressive forces, boosting resistance morale, and potentially accelerating defections within its ranks.
Correspondent Bob Agnew says analysts believe this tactic weakens Iranian leadership control and could lead to the fall of the regime sooner than later. The Pentagon is expanding its crackdown on the news media. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
News photographers have been banned from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's briefings on the Iran war. The Washington Post reported that Pentagon officials were upset with what they viewed as unflattering pictures of Hegseth, something the Pentagon refuted. Last year, most mainstream news organizations left their Pentagon workspace rather than accept new Trump administration rules that restrict their movements and who they can talk to. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China's official news agency reports that representatives from Beijing and Washington have begun their economic and trade talks today in Paris. The meetings led by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Chinese Vice Premier He Lefang are expected to pave the way for President Trump's state visit to Beijing to meet President Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. A nonprofit organization known for public awareness drives addressing anti-Semitism, rather, says an ad campaign on New York City taxi cabs was removed before its scheduled end date. The group Jew Belong launched the campaign amid an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the city. It featured signs explaining how Jewish people often feel compelled to hide their religion for fear of reprisals. Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League says, quote, "If this campaign is considered controversial, that should alarm us all." Cologne Cathedral, a famous German landmark and popular tourist draw, will start charging an admission fee to visitors as church officials struggle with rising maintenance costs. They say inflation and rising personnel costs have led to a constant increase in the price of the upkeep of the giant building. The twin-spired church towers over Cologne's main railway station next to the Rhine River dominate the city skyline. This is SRN News. For baseball's tallest hitters, robot umpires should bring consistency to a tricky strike zone.
The robot umpire system for overturning ball strike calls is going to be used in regular season games in the majors this year. The abbreviation for the setup is ABS, but the most important letters when it comes to the change just might be SIZE, as in the strike zone for some of the game's tallest players. The top and the bottom of the strike zone for baseball's biggest giants have long been two difficult areas for umpires, but the ABS system provides an opportunity for a closer look. Keith Peters reporting.
A film charity has uncovered two episodes of the sci-fi British series Doctor Who that were believed long lost. The charity film is fabulous. Found the 1960s episodes and the belongings of one deceased collector. Doctor Who first aired in 1963. It's loved around the world. This is SRN News.